We're doing a special class on Parshat Balak from the Yalkut Me'amdoez, a piece on how one can connect to the forces of evil, to the forces of defilement. And we'll try to cover the whole piece here. So I'm reading from the Yalkut Me'amdoez on Parshat Balak. Should I read and translate or just translate? How many people want me to read and translate? How many people want me to just translate? Okay. Uvitchila, initially. Nisu Balak uBilam lif'ol neged Yisrael. Balak and Bilam attempted to act against Israel b'minei kshafim, with different types of sorcery. Uvirutam she'en la kshafim shlita al Yisrael. And when they saw that the sorcery does not affect Israel, halchu lekalel, then they went to curse them. Uvalak haya chacham gadol mi'Bilam b'chochmat hakshafim. And Balak was smarter than Bilam when it came to sorcery. V'kach etchilu b'chshafim. And that's why he began with sorcery. V'lo haya lechvodo lelech ulvakesh etzah mi'Bilam. And initially, Balak tried to take care of Israel through his sorcery, and it was beneath his dignity to summon Bilam. Aval mishara'a she'en hakshafim shlita al Yisrael. But when he saw that sorcery does not affect Israel, halach lebilam. That's when he went to summon Bilam. Shebatchila lakach Balak tzipor kazeh, Haniket Yadua. Initially, Balak took a bird that's called a Yadua type of bird. Sheba osinam chashvim kishuv. That's a bird that the sorcerers use to do their sorcery. Right? It says, don't go ask Yideoni. Yideoni is a sorcerer that uses the bird called Yadua, or they use a bone from the bird Yadua. V'lachen nikra Balak ben Tzipor. That's why he's called Balak ben Tzipor. It doesn't mean the son of the bird. It means the one who accesses the bird. V'lakach Balak et ha-tzipor hazeh v'shilach oto l'makom ha-nikra gilui enayim. So Balak took the bird, and he sent it to a place called Gilui Enayim, the revealed eyes. Makom harim l'tzponam shel harei choshech. Those are mountainous regions north of the dark mountains. Later on, we will come back to this to discuss what is this location called Gilui Enayim. And when the bird came back from the place he sent it came back to his hand, what Balak saw was, there was like a flame following the bird that scorched its wings. And when Balak saw the bird approaching him with a flame following it, which was scorching its wings, then he got very scared. And then Balak said, that didn't happen for naught. That's a sign that I'm in danger. If the bird comes back to me, when I send it out in my sorcery, and it comes back to me burning, that's a sign that I'm in danger. So I'm not going to sit here and do nothing. That's when he said, okay, I have no choice. My sorcery isn't working. He summoned Bilam to ask him, what am I supposed to do? So why is that location called revealed eyes? Because if we go back in time, when Hashem created the world, there were two angels that said to God, why did you create man? They came with complaints. Vishmamaya Azza v'Azael. The two angels are known as Azza and Azael. And when the generation of the flood came along, who rebelled and did many transgressions, they worshipped idols. It was as though Hashem was saddened. And so Hashem said, so how am I going to do? What am I going to do now? Destroy the world? So the two angels piped up and said, didn't we tell you when you came to create man? Why bother remembering man? He's going to be sinful. So the angels, other angels might have also said, don't create man. But these two came back at the time of the flood and say, God, didn't we tell you so? Al divra adam shelo yiyeh lecha toelet mimenu. We told you, don't create man because you'll get no benefit from him. V'yechta, man will sin. V'yigrom nezek, he will cause harm. In ken mutav shelo yibare mishivare. It's better off if you don't create man than if you do create man. Amar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem said to these two angels, אף אתם אם תהיו בארץ, you angels, you too, if you would be down on earth, ישלוט בכם יצר הרע, then your evil inclination would get the better of you, ותעשו יותר גויים מהם, you'd be worse than man. אמרו לו, so the angel said, ריבונו של עולם, תן לנו רשות ונרד שם, give us permission, master of the world, we will go down there, ונקדש שמך, and we will sanctify your name. שנדעו בארץ עם בני אדם ולא נחטא, we're willing to live with man, we won't sin. אמר להם הקדוש ברוך הוא, השם said, אני נותן לכם רשות, I'm giving you permission, ותדור עם בני אדם, go live with man. ונראה כיצד אין אתם חוטאים כדבריכם. Let's see you not sin the way you say. וכן עשו, and that's what they did. וכשירדו למטה, וראו נשים יפות, and so when they descended, and took on human form, they suddenly saw beautiful women. וגבר עליהם היצר הרע. And then their evil inclination got the better of them, ולא יכלו לכבוש יצרם. And they could not contain themselves, וחטאו עמהן, and they sinned with these women. וכשראה הקדוש ברוך הוא שהמלאכים האלו חוטאים, and when Hashem saw these angels sinning, והם משתמשים בשמות הטומאה שידעו, and they knew holy names, and they knew names of defilement, and they were using those names of defilement, והולכים ומחטאים את הבריות יותר, and they're leading people to sin even more. לקח את שני המלאכים ועשר אותם באזיקים של ברזל, so Hashem took these angels, and put them in shackles, metal shackles, ששם המפורש היה חקוק בהם, the shackles had Hashem's hidden name on them, and so they couldn't break out of those shackles, ושמו אותם בערי חושך. And Hashem sent these two angels, and he banished them by these mountains called the mountains of darkness. ומלאך אחד ששמו היה עזה, התנגד כשבא הקדוש ברוך הוא לגובלו. And the angel called עזה, he put up a fight when Hashem came to put him in shackles. אז דחפו הקדוש ברוך הוא בתום הרבה. ולכן נקרא נופל. And so Hashem pushed him down into the depths, and that's why he was given the name נופל. על שדחפו הקדוש ברוך הוא לתום הערים, because Hashem sent him into the depths of the mountain. אבל המלאך השני שלא עמד נגד הגזרה, but the other angel did not refuse Hashem's decree, אף שגם אותו דחף הקדוש ברוך הוא, אבל לא נתן וילון בפניו, even though Hashem banished him to these mountains, he did not put a curtain before him. ולכן הוא רואה ונקרא גלוי עיניים, and that's why he could see what's going on in the world, and he is given that nickname, the revealed eyes, because his fellow angel, his eyes are not revealed, he's in the depths, he can't see what's going on in this world, but this angel could. וכל כשפיו של בילם למד מותם שני המלאכים. Bilam learned all his sorcery from those two angels, שבכל יום היה הולך לאותם הערים. Every day he went out into those mountains, והיה לומד מבית המלאכים האלה, and he learned from these two angels, שמות הטומאה, the names of defilement, ומיני כשפים and different types of sorcery. ואלו הערים נקראים הררי קדם. These mountains are commonly called the mountains of the east. וזהו שאמר בילם, and that's why Bilam said, מן הרם ינחני ולק מהררי קדם. Balak summons me from the mountains of the east. Because he went to the mountains of the east to learn the wisdom from these angels. שבלק שלח והביאו מהררי קדם, ששם היה שורש ועם כל כשפיו. Because in those mountains was the root, was the mother of all his sorcery. משני המלאכים from those two angels. וזהו ששיבח בילם את עצמו. And that's what Bilam took pride and said, אשר מחזה שקי יחזה נופל וגלוי עיניים. Bilam says, I see the visions of Hashem. I see the visions of נופל and גלוי עיניים. Now we know נופל is angel number one, who was banished to the point where he was called נופל. And angel number two was banished to the place where he could see what's going on in the world, called גלוי עיניים. Yes.
So that was the
Nephilim. Ooh, good question. For that, we have to learn the Ma'am Lois on Nephilim. Let's continue here for a minute. כשהשומע דברים האלו, עלול לחשוב שהכוונה שראה שכינה חס ושלום. ומשם הייתה נבואתו. A person who reads the text might think that מחזי שקי יחזה means he saw Hashem, he had visions of prophecy. אבל דעו שדבריו היו אמת, אבל לא כפי משמעותם. But you have to know that Bilam spoke truth, but not the way it seems. אלא נתכוון לומר שראה מראה שבא מאותם בית מלאכים, ששמם נופל וגלוי עיניים. Bilam meant to say, I saw my vision from these two angels, one who's called נופל, and the other one is called גלוי עיניים. ולמד מהם שמות אטומם ומיני כשפים. And from those angels, Bilam learned the names of defilement and the different types of sorcery. וכן הפסוק שומע אמראל ויודע דעת עליון. And so too the verse says, he hears what Hashem said, he knows what Hashem's thinking. שהשומע עלול לחשוב שהכוונה ששמע דברי הקדוש ברוך הוא ויודע דעתו יתברך. A person might think, he hears Hashem, he knows what Hashem is thinking. אבל אין הדברים כפשוטם חס ושלום, but it's not to be taken literally. אלא הוא דבר דברים שמתפרשים לשתי משמעויות. Bilam purposely spoke in ways that could be understood in two ways. כדי לשבח עצמו, he wanted to praise himself, שנבואתו אמרו הקדוש ברוך הוא, that he hears Hashem's prophecy, but in fact, אבל הכוונה לאחר, but in fact he heard it from other forces. כפי שכתוב, לא תשתחווה לאל אחר. There is a force called אל אחר, that's what's called commonly Sitra Achra, the other side. Hashem created a world where he created a force you can tap, a force of defilement, what's called the other side. וכן יודע דעת עליון הכוונה לדעתו של השר הגדול של הסיטרה אחרא שמן ידע הכל. When he says, I know what they're thinking up above, he means to say, I know what the leader of my side of the planet's thinking. וכדי ללמוד כל הכשפים האלה, and in order to learn all these types of sorcery, היה זקוק בלעם לשקוע בכל מיני תומה. Bilam had to steep himself, he had to delve into all types of defilements. ולכן הזדקק לאתונו, and that's why Bilam was intimate with his donkey. שהכרח הדבר להגיע לידיעת כל אלה הכשפים. If he wanted to attain that type of sorcery, he had to be intimate with his donkey. ולכן נשמחה מחשבה לא תחיה לפסוק כל שוכב בהמה. That's why the pasuk says the two commandments together. It says whoever sleeps with an animal gets a death penalty and don't leave the witch alive. It's talking about that type of witch. A witch that can attain those types of defiled thoughts through her intimacy with the animals. וכן כל מי שרוצה ללמוד כשפים אלו, and that's why whoever wants to learn these types of sorcery, צריכים בתחילה להיות כופרים בשם יתברך חס ושלום. Step one, says the Ma'amloi, is they have to deny Hashem. If a person wants to attach himself to that side of defilement, step one is he says, he denies their bon shalom. שכל הרוצה ללך להרי חושך לפגוש עזה ועזה אל, צריך להכין עצמו להקריב בפניהם קורבן. Anyone who wants to go to those mountains to meet these two angels, Aza and Azael, has to prepare himself to offer them a sacrifice. And when he prepares himself to bring a sacrifice, what he's saying is, I accept their force in the world. They're the God. He's saying, I am removing myself from the path of holiness. He's saying he's going in the path of defilement. Liot meshubad lasitra acha. To so to speak, sell his soul to the devil. He is going and saying, I'm here by putting myself in the service of the other side. So how do we do this? You guys want to continue? I always wonder every time I learn this, why is he telling us all this? I don't know. I guess this is also part of Torah. It's a good question, but not for now.
Because the wake after said we shouldn't learn anything from the Christians and the Arabs, and that was like exactly learning.
Okay, we'll get back to it later if we have time. V'cheitzad osim, so how do we do it? He's going to say in another paragraph why he wrote all this. Lokchim ez v'chotchim l'rosho. This is number one. You take a goat, cut off its head. V'lokchim l'shono. And you take out the tongue of that goat, and a specific type of grass, which they knew which grass it was. And whenever I reach this point, I go, shucks. Okay, so you can't really do this because you don't know how. Not that I would be going to do it, but I'm saying he's like, he says, I'll tell you how, and then he leaves out a detail, you know, so you can't. Umaktirim lefanav, and then you offer it before him. Achar kach lokhin rosho v'chotrin to l'arba chalakim. And then the head is taken, cut into four parts, and it's offered a second time. And you take these things that were offered, and you go to the mountains of darkness. The first one that one meets is the angel Azael, Shu Gilui Einayim. We said that's the angel that's referred to as Gilui Einayim because he's revealed. V'hu omer l'chavero Aza. And he lets his friend Aza know about it. V'achakach tzuakim tzaka gdola. And then they give out a roar. U'miyad mitasvim nechashim gdolim me'od. Shemipim yotzayim shalavot esh. And right away these huge snakes come together. Snakes that breathe fire. Ooh, now you know another source for something people talk about. Then they send a shade, which you might call a demon, that looks like a small animal. It looks like a cat, but it has a head like a snake. It has two tails, and its hands and feet are very small. And when a person sees this little animal, he covers his face. What does that sound like? Moshe Rabbeinu by the burning bush sees a snake approaching him, right? After he covered his face and wouldn't look at Hashem. So he's describing something very similar, only different. Umaktir k'tara shlishit. And then a person offers a third offering. Shelokach tanagol avani, takes a white rooster, v'sofo b'fanan, burns it before it, uvazen nikash nishtabedla. And these actions are called that he has hereby given over his soul to the devil. He has hereby given himself to be in its service. Az lokachat achaya ktana azot et adam. Then this little creature takes the man umevio ad lamakom hazikim shekvulin shanam azav azel. Brings the man to the place of shackles where Az and Azel are bound. Vakatzachar shla hazikim kashur b'tehom vekashur lamod shebatehom. And the other end of the shackles is attached to the depths and to a pillar that's in the depths. And when a person reaches the end of the shackles, he hits it three times. And at that moment, Aza and Azael call him, and his eyes have to be shut. And he goes and bows as he approaches them. And then he can open his eyes and see them. And then after seeing them the first time, he falls and bows before them a second time. And then he burns before them the two offerings he's brought with him. And that's called that he accepted them as his God. And a person makes a declaration, I'm hereby leaving the service of Hashem to cling to them. And once he accepts that he's given himself over to them, they teach him all these different types of sorceries, different types of magic, different types of superstitions, which are different, all different types of sorceries. He spends 50 days with them. Sound like something we know? Just 1 second. And when he wants to go back home, this creature that we said that looks like a snake comes to him. V'imanechashim, and with it come all these different snakes. Umlavim oto ad mechutz la'arei choshech, and they accompany him all the way out of the mountainous regions. So this was the description. And before we pause for a question, let's just read. Why did he tell us all this? You guys wanted to hear all this. V'lama katavti kol zot. Why did I write all this? Says the Me'am Loez. Kedei ladat kama chamurim makshafim. I want you to know how severe the different sorceries are. A person shouldn't think it's just, I'll try this out. No, the sorcery is that a person leaves holiness and says, I'm entering the section of the other side. A person's accepting to be a pagan. It's not that you could be the servant of Hashem and I'll do a little bit of witchcraft on the side, I'll do a little bit of magic on the side. No. Woe to the soul of he who does this. Even if a person says, I didn't do it, but he goes to sorcerers and fortune tellers and he says, let me hear what they have to say. That too is a person entering defilement. What does a person do when he does sorcery? So he communicates with these defiled creatures and he says, so and so sent me to ask you such and such. He says, I'm his messenger to you here in this place. And when a person does that, on a certain level, he's also himself putting himself under the other forces that are there. And that's why it says he sent messengers to Bilam ben Beor. He sent him to Petora, because Petora means the table. The sorcerers always set up a table that they offer sacrifices before the different spirits that are out there. And there's another terrible thing that happens, that when a person passes away, so then all the different defiled creatures that are out there all come and pounce upon his soul. And they all come with him when his soul goes up to heaven, and they say, he's ours. Don't let him go to heaven. Send him to us. Woe to a person who thinks something like this. He says, you should know that they are very, very clearly harmful. Okay, we'll do one more piece, and then we'll hear questions. Give me 1 second. Just 1 second. Okay, so what we just read is from the Zohar and the Kav HaYashar, in case you were wondering. The source for everything we just read is from two books, the Zohar and the Kav HaYashar. And there's a story that's quoted in the Zohar, that Rabbi Yitzchak was going home, and on his way, he sees a man carrying a bunch of reeds, and he sees the guy suddenly walks in his direction, and he asks him, where are you going with those reeds? And the man doesn't answer him. So Rabbi Yitzchak went after him to see where he's going, and he saw that he's entering a cave that's under the earth. So Rabbi Yitzchak went after him, and he saw smoke coming out of the cave from under the earth. And he saw the man go into a hole under the earth and disappear. So Rav Yitzchak went out. He was scared, and he sat by the entrance to the cave. And as he's sitting there, Rav Yehuda and Rav Chizkiya walked by. And when Rav Yitzchak saw them go by, he went over to them and told them what he saw. And Rav Yehuda said, Baruch Hashem that saved you, because that cave is the cave of the Mitzoraim, the lepers of Sarunya. And whoever lives down there are Mitzoraim, but they are all tremendous sorcerers. And they come to the desert, and they catch these big black snakes that are older than 10 years old, and then they do their kishuf on them, and they grab the snakes in their hands, and they're not worried what the snakes will do to them. And because they deal with the snakes, that's why they become Mitzoraim. And they do all their sorcery in that cave. And as the three rabbis were walking, they met a man that was coming with his son, and the son was tied to the donkey. They asked him, who are you? He says, that's my son, I'm a Jew, and that's my son who's sick, tied onto the donkey. They asked him, where are you taking him? He says, I live in a Roman village, and my son was going to learn every day and coming back at night. And for 3 years I'm living in this house and nothing bad happened to me. And now he comes back home to review what he's learned with his Rebbe, and he became so sick, and his mouth got twisted, and his hands and his legs, and he can't talk anymore, and I'm going to this cave because maybe they'll be able to cure my son. So Rav Yehuda asked him, in this house that you live, has anyone else been harmed? He said, many people lived in this house before me, nothing ever happened to them. So the rabbi said, let's go after him and see what happens with him. Rav Yitzchak says, it's not a good idea to go after him, because if he would be going to a prophet, like Naaman went to Elisha and he got cured from his leprosy, I'd go. But he's going to a place of idol worship. That's prohibited. I don't want to go after him. They said to Rav Yitzchak, but the halacha says you're allowed to get cured from anything other than idol worship. So what's the problem? So he said to them, sorcerers are also idol worship, because that's what they're doing. They're also taking forces from places that are prohibited. So each one went their way, And the man went to the cave. And he took his son into the cave. And when he went out of the cave to tie his donkey, a fire came out of the bottom of the cave and hit the son and he died. Hit the son in the head and he died. And when the man found his son dead, he took him and again tied him onto the donkey and went back home. The next morning, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Chizkiah met him, and they saw him crying. So they asked him what happened. He told them everything. They said, "Didn't we warn you? You're not allowed to go after things that are prohibited. You didn't want to listen. Hashem's words are true. And the tzaddikim will go on his path. They don't go after prohibited things. They end up having a good life in this world and the world to come. But those who go after sorcerers, even in this life, they lose out. And certainly after they die, they're going to lose out. Because you were willing to forgo the world to come. And Hashem should save us from all that." That's the story he quotes. Okay, so this is Zohar. What do we know what any of this means? But you guys want to learn the Alchemy Mamloys? That's the Mamloys on how Bilam got his strength.